My name's Shane Bird. I'm interviewing my granddaddy, Frank Stevens, about life in the mill village. Granddad, when did you move here to Albertville, in the mill village?
In the mill village in 1945.
Okay. What did you do in the mill?
I was a loom fixer.
Loom fixer?
Maintenance on looms.
What kind of money did you make to start with?
Real low. We made low to start with. And it gradually come on up to we was doing pretty well. That was the only. Loom fixing was the highest paid at that time. Loom fixing was the highest paid job in the plant.
Do you remember what kind of money exactly did you make?
Right. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, 55 cents an hour.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm, mostly in Cleveland County.
How old were you when you came to the mill village? Started working in the mill?
When I started working in the mill, I was 19.
19? And we're talking about Kendall Mill in Albertville, Alabama. Where was the Kendall Mill based?
It was Saratoga Victory Mills at the time I started, and it changed hands. It's now the Kendall Mill.
What state's Kendall based in, or Saratoga?
They come from Boston, Massachusetts.
Why do you think they moved their mills down here?
Well, Kendall didn't necessarily move it. The old companies back in early 30s, late 20s and early 30s seemed to move south because they get away from the unions and they could get enormous amount of employees at low pay.
What year did you join a union? What year did Kendall go to a union?
Do you remember? 1949. They had one a long time before in the early 30s, but it folded and they reorganized in 1949.
Did the union have a name or anything? Maybe just Kendall?
AFL-CIO. TWA, Texas Workers of the Union.
How about housing? Did the mill provide housing?
They provided houses for most of the employees. They had a few more employees than they had houses for, but they provided houses with low rent, with all the utilities furnished.
Did they take the rent right out of your check?
Take the rent out of our paycheck every week. And it run around 20 cents a room. Houses had different rooms and they charge according to the room.
How were you paid when you started working in the mills?
When I first started, was paid in cash. Later, they started paying in checks.
Let's see. Were there any blacks or any other?
No blacks whatsoever, except cleaning help. Bathroom, clean the bathroom, to do the scrubbing, was blacks.
Did the mill provide them housing too?
No.
Let's see. Did the mill have a store that they owned that y'all bought from?
Not here where we was at. Now, some places they did have stores, but not here at where I work.
How about women? Were there any women working in the mill?
Yeah, there's really more women than was men.
Let's see. How about children? Any children working?
not when I worked, but there's some before then. Before I started, I've heard of a lot of children working underage. They would let you work when I started at around 16 with your parent permission.
How about, did the mill provide any kind of insurance, like medical insurance? Did they have a doctor?
Yeah, they had a doctor on call. They take about 25, finally went 35 cents a week out of our paycheck. And the doctor was on call. He'd make house calls.
Let's see. Did the mill build churches around here, or?
They helped finance the churches, but they never owned any.
They didn't interfere much with the churches or anything. Mm-hmm. How about recreation? Did y'all have a baseball league or anything?
We had a baseball league, Southern Amateur League, and they would even give people jobs if they could play ball in some instances.
So did y'all have your own league that y'all had teams within the mill that you played each other?
No, or? Just one team's all the company finance.
So you played other mills in the area?
Yeah, we played other mills in the area.
What were some of the mills around?
Well, the same company had one at Gunnersville, and there were several at Huntsville, and some in Birmingham. Yeah. They would play both ways. Alabama City had one.
How about schools? Did the mill help build the schools, or?
They helped finance them. They would make good donations to schools. Some of the bigger plants had some low grade schools, some of the minor grades.
Let's see. How long did you work in the mill?
45 years.
And you retired in what year?
1981.
All right. Did you meet Mama on the mill, Bill?
Yeah. Yes, I met Mama. She lived in the mill village. I didn't live in the mill village at that time.
So when you moved here, you didn't live in the mill village?
No.
Where'd you live then?
I lived out in the country on a farm.
So you, how'd you get to work?
Walk.
Did you walk? How far was it?
From 3 to 5 miles.
So you walked that every morning?
Every night. I was on third shift.
Oh.
Walk home every morning.
Well, is there anything else you can think of you can tell me about the mills? Life?
Life was good. Life was good in the mill. And my life was good in the mill. I worked hard, worked up to one of the best paying jobs, except managing personnel. And I had a very good time, had good relations with the company. I didn't make a whole lot of money, but I existed on it.
Why did you come to the mill here?
It was the only place I had left. I tried everywhere.
Did most folks make more money at the mill than they could on the farm?
I think so. Think they could. In my case, they could. I know. But I worked a long time learning. They didn't have to pay for learners at that time. And it was before the wage and hour law. And I worked a long time as a learner and didn't get no pay for it. When I learned how to do the work, I got a job then.
You worked before World War II in the mill, didn't you?
Yeah, I started working in 1935.
35. And what grandmother worked when you went to the war, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she worked during the war, World War II.
And as soon as you came back...
She had worked some before then.
As soon as you came back from the war, did you have your job right back?
Yeah, got a job right back.
Well, thank you, Granddaddy. It's March 7th, 1995. My name's Shane Bird, and I'm interviewing my grandmother, Nida Maud Stevens, about life in the mill village. All right. Grandmother, you were born in Manchester, Georgia?
Uh-huh. Yes, Virginia.
Your daddy owned the store that a lot of the folks in the mill use, right?
That's right.
The mill store? Tell me about life in Manchester and around the mill village and stuff.
Well, before Daddy bought his store, he was a mill firefighter.
In Manchester?
Uh-huh. And I went to the kindergarten and to the schools that the company furnished.
So the mill, they furnished the schools in Manchester?
They did the lower grades now. I don't know about the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then Daddy bought a store, and he... people in the mill village traded with us.
Mm-hmm. So around what year did your daddy buy the store in Manchester?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, we moved here in 29, so it'd been a few years, but about 25, I think.
So during the Depression, what happened to your dad's store?
Well, he sold on credit. And he had, so many people owed it. And then the Depression hit, and he had to go out of business.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep care of them.
Mm-hmm. So then y'all moved to Albertville?
We moved to Albans, to Gads.
To Gads?
Uh-huh. They used to call it, part of it, Albany City. And they went to work in the Dwight Mill at Albany City.
Was that a cotton mill, too?
Uh-huh. Daddy and two boys. Two of my brothers.
Your brothers. And then you moved up here?
Uh-huh. Yes, we moved up here then.
What did your daddy do in the mill in Gatch?
I don't remember where he was a carpenter or not. He didn't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved up here, but he was a mill carpenter.
All right. What all kind of stuff did he do?
The mill owned the houses, and he took care of the houses and then the work at the mill.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Let's see. Did your brothers work in this mill here, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had one brother. He was one of the bosses. He was the overseer of the flour plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one fixed rooms.
So there was two brothers and your daddy worked in the mill?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What was it like growing up here? You were pretty young when you moved here.
Uh-huh. Well, you knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And really, as a child, I remember being real happy, playing. You weren't afraid to get out and play. And they mm-hmm. let your children play, even played out at night.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Did you work in the mill when you were growing up, any?
Yes, I worked some. Uh-huh.
Before you and Granddaddy married?
Uh-huh. I guess about a year, off and on for about a year, I guess.
What did you do in the mill?
I bought them cardboard.
What is that?
It's taking roping off and putting it in a box to carry to the spinning room to make. And then it's put on another spool, to go to the weave room.
Okay. Let's see. Well, you and Granddaddy met in the mill village, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, let's see. What year did y'all marry? Do you remember?
Not in the 40s, I guess.
Yeah, it was in the 30s, right?
Mm-hmm. 40. We married in the 40s.
In 40? Well,
We married in 39.
39.
Oh.